With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. One of the measures you'll see on the November ballot is a resolution to create an ethics commission in New Mexico. The move has been tried before, but it's failed in the New Mexico State Legislature. This time, though, supporters prevailed and voters will now decide. The nonprofit group Common Cause has persisted in getting an ethics commission established. Its executive director, Heather Ferguson, explains why she thinks it will be approved by voters.
So far, our polling numbers have shown that the public overwhelmingly supports the creation of that commission. So we are very hopeful in this November that they will continue to support that and get it passed so that we can get to work on the most critical pieces here, which is that enabling legislation that will drive policies and what agencies the Ethics Commission will have oversight over in the upcoming years.
If approved, lawmakers will work with their staff in the new governor's office to set up the commission. Appointed members would have the power to investigate complaints of unethical conduct by politicians and government workers. Ferguson says in the current political climate, people are reasserting their rights, including the right to vote.
I think the current political climate is something where we're seeing various facets of our democracy and ethics issues come right to the forefront. The public is extremely aware of this, and it's a very timely issue. We've seen so many people be involved in our legislative and political processes that up until these threats started to surface, had not been as engaged. And we're really happy to see that. That is vital. Voter engagement is vital to our democracy and to keep it thriving.
Next Tuesday is the deadline to register to vote, whether in person at the county clerk's office or online, including at nmvote.org. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.